Page 203. Normally, this team will directly report to the board of directors. The team starts its activities based upon the thorough briefing based upon the results of the feasibility study. The analysis of the company's current and future spend is reviewed and where needed expanded. The same goes for the data reported on the company's supply base. A topic of particular interest is the definition of the company's present and future product and service requirements. These requirements are described in the broadest sense, recognizing future volumes, delivery and quality specifications, safety, environmental and legal conditions that should be reckoned with, etc. All these data provide the background for defining the targets and objectives that should be realized. These in many cases relate to financial issues, such as material cost reduction and cash flow improvement, but may also relate to logistics issues as lead time reduction and inventory reduction. New product innovation may also be a particular topic of concern to many sourcing teams as might mitigating supply chain risks that have been identified. When the deliverables of the sourcing strategy are clear, the different elements need to be discussed. Here, obvious concerns are what number of suppliers to